Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Lingvistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.lingvistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@lingvistov.ru.
Oh, it's going to be a very weird podcast.
I'm adding Daniel.
Why is everyone silent?
We are listening to the voices.
Yeah, we're listening to the voices. Hang on. Yeah, it's again the same deal.
Okay, Daniel, can you hear the voices?
Of course not.
I think he's the one making this noise.
Probably has a radio.
Or a TV,
I have decided to drive you crazy.
You've almost succeeded.
So anyway, how are you guys?
I did some manual work today, as I had done yesterday and the day before yesterday. I was tasked with flattening of ground for erecting a new compartment for wood, and this wood is for a bathhouse, and this bathhouse is for my cleaners. Yes, did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you. It's just we're listening to the voices.
I'm doing good.
What are they saying to you?
It's hard to distinguish, but two men are talking, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
And they are speaking Russian.
I'm trying to finish the portrait of that little girl for my teacher. Former teacher.
Okay.
And yeah, so and that's it. I don't really do much. And you, how are you?
The weather like in Chelny.
Oh, it's great. It's very hot, marvelous, just like I like it.
Oh, here it's October, the summer is over.
It's a great motto. When it's October, the summer is over.
Yeah, well, actually, it's from one song by Dolores O'Riordan.
Oh, okay. She is as cool as a refrigerated jar of cucumbers, as wise as an owl, as sly as a fox, as happy as her dog Lola when she sees a sausage, and is gradually getting to the state of being as free as a bird. Asia!
Oh, wow. Thank you.
He is the most important member of the Lingvistov team, for no one compares with him in his hookist skills. His hookishan excellency, Daniel.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And she wakes up the moment the sun rises, for it is time to get her photosynthesis going. Weird dieting habits, enthusiast Landish. Oh, by the way, have you seen the story that I added to our website? Well, Daniel has already seen it, but Asha.
The Adventures of...
Yes.
I only saw the post in the group, and I already liked it, but I haven't checked it yet.
But the point is to go to the website and see the...
I know, but I've been busy.
Alright, but at least go then and look through the illustrations.
Of course I will.
Yeah, okay. So,
but I loved the song, The Thrift Shop.
Oh, The Thrift Shop, yes.
I loved it. I have been listening for the whole morning. Afternoon.
I don't know, I like it, and I like this guy.
Today it was the first time for me when I listened to it with lyrics, and I loved it too, because when I heard it before, I thought, what a stupid song about some rubbish. But actually, its content proved to be quite curious.
I like it. I like it a lot, and I even like the video they made for this.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just like the song, actually.
Okay, I have two tasks to complete.
Yeah.
Adventures of a Bearded Man in a Beardless World and the video.
I was planning, starting from the next podcast, to write another story. We decided to take turns with Daniel.
Well, that's I already figured that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was trying to come up with an idea for the story. I don't. Maybe I should write something about. Well, zombies. It's not going to be very interesting.
Why not? Why do you think it's not going to be interesting?
Because everything has been said already about zombies.
Well, make it unusual.
I can make a story about you and a romantic story, a love story. What do you? Between you and a zombie.
Me and a zombie. What if I am the zombie?
Oh, that's
and nobody knows about it.
Oh.
What do you feed on?
Well, use your imagination.
I will write something for next week. So let's start with the news, yeah? Daniel, do you have any serious news?
Let's make this podcast unserious.
Agreed, yes.
Okay.
Shall we return to the good old times when we made podcasts without serious news?
I have two pieces of news which are not serious. So the first one. The vampire grave discovered at Polish construction site. Archaeologists in Poland.
I wanted to take that for the previous podcast.
Oh, really? So it's not going to be news for you. Archaeologists in Poland believe they have found a vampire grave in southern Poland. The skeletons were found with their heads removed and placed between their legs, a ritualistic practice designed to keep the dead from rising up. Another possibility is that this was just a standard execution. The victims were hanged and simply left on the gallows until they naturally fell down. The skeletons are believed to date from around the 16th to 17th centuries. Archaeologists recently exhumed suspected vampire skeletons in Bulgaria, including iron rods thrust through the chest. Incredibly, ritual staking can be traced as far back as 1,500 years ago.
How many skeletons are there?
No, it says nothing about the quantity of the skeletons. Some skeletons,
okay.
Vampire skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And then archaeologists recently found a 4,000-year-old grave in the Czech Republic in which the skeleton had been weighed down at the head and chest by two large stones. The people of 8th century Ireland curbed zombie uprising by ramming rocks into their mouths, into the mouths of the dead. And so, anyway, you may laugh now at it, but wait until all the corpses except these ones rise from the dead, and then you'll see.
Oh.
Was it head between legs?
Was it the skeleton's head?
Yes.
Who else?
Well, did they actually examine the head?
Maybe it was someone else's.
Maybe it was somebody else's head.
It's a laughable fact, because head between legs, it describes some of the men I know. Some of the men have their brains between their legs.
Okay.
Is it a metaphor?
Do they not?
Yeah, they certainly do, yeah. It's a fact. But...
Well, that's funny.
But anyway, we're speaking metaphorically, right?
Well, who knows?
Maybe they exist.
You know, men haven't changed.
From the 8th century.
The one with the head between his legs was from the 16th century.
So between his legs.
Between his legs.
So that was a he.
No, it actually doesn't say anything about the gender.
I think this is the most... curious information. Why didn't they mention that in their...
No, I don't know.
The first vampire was a he.
Then he had somebody's head, not necessarily his, between his legs.
Yeah.
So the question is, whose head is that, and what is it doing between his legs?
And
where is his head?
Where is his head? Yeah.
Well, I guess they were lying in a circle, and somebody just cut their heads.
Maybe not in a circle, but in a line.
Maybe
they haven't discovered the rest.
So if they were lying in a line, then the first skeleton is supposed to have his head.
You know, they cut their heads, so they can put the head of the first person between the legs of the last person.
Why would they do that? What's the point?
Well, to have, so that the last person has a head between his legs.
Okay.
So it does not necessarily mean that it is a circle. Although, yeah, of course, it can be a circle. I agree with you.
But why? In a big circle. Why do they think they were vampires?
Maybe they were vampires.
Maybe they weren't. So what makes them vampires? The fact that they were headless?
You mean for archaeologists?
Well, for those people who found them, yeah, archaeologists.
Well, they say that it's a common ritual.
For the vampires?
Yeah, because people thought that vampires could rise from their graves. If you know, in the films they show that vampires, they sleep in the graves and then they rise at night and feed on the blood.
Yeah, and if they have no head, they don't rise.
Because there are different ways of destroying a vampire. Mm-hmm. And one of the most powerful ones is to cut the head of a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can put what's the wooden stick? Wooden? I don't know, remember from what tree?
Where do you put this stick?
A pointy stick. not just stick. It would be too cruel.
You can hit him with a stick. No. You stab him. You stab him in the chest with a stick.
Oh, okay.
With a pointed end of a stick. Okay. Well, yeah, it is said here that you have to make it so that the vampire stays in the grave. They said the Irish rammed, they put rocks into mouths of the dead.
Oh.
I guess why not beer?
Why beer?
There is a stereotype. Is there not? They're crazy about
the beer.
Why would they waste beer? Yeah. Why would they waste beer
from the dead?
Just for the ritual. A vampire wakes up, he sees beer, and decides, oh, it's great in this grave. Why would I rise and walk somewhere where there is no beer?
Even more beer?
A drunken vampire is not as harmful as a sober one.
I agree, yeah. But why not go further? Why not take drugs?
It depends on the drug. Drugs are not popular in Ireland. It is popular in Mexico, maybe?
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexican vampires are always high.
Maybe that's why we don't really hear much about them. Because they are so comfortable in their graves.
Or they just party with human junkies.
Yeah. Life too exciting? Enter the calming world of full-length train journey videos. The internet doesn't exactly encourage this cultivation of long attention spans. Sometimes people think that a 15-minute video in YouTube is too long. But there is a small online subculture of resistance to the attention-frittering trend. The existence of scores of YouTube videos documenting entire train journeys, some many hours long, from the perspective of the driver in the cab. The videos can be, for example, 9 or 10 hours long and are available in spring, autumn and winter versions too. You can spend some pleasant work breaks watching Scandinavian scenery go by or trips from Glasgow to Fort William in Scotland, Burma or New Zealand. The winner, certainly in terms of length, has to be the entire I'm sorry, something is wrong with me. I'm probably dying.
Are you going to rise?
Finish the news first.
Should we cut your head and place it between your legs?
No. No, I prefer rocks being rammed in my mouth. That would be better. So anyway.
Okay. Then you will rock.
And then I will what?
You will rock.
You will
rock. I will rock. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's the purpose.
You rock.
All right.
So YouTube videos.
Yeah. So, and the winner certainly in terms of length has to be the entire Trans-Siberian Railway from Moscow to Vladivostok. It is about a week's long. This whole trend shows that we might use our everyday technologies to enhance rather than erode focus. For example, playing the clanking sounds of old trains can encourage calmer attention as you write, for example, or paint. And in case you'd rather travel by sea, there is a 134-hour video of the journey of a ship along Norway's northern and western coasts.
That's quite funny.
It is delirious to me.
But it's interesting, you know, to watch the scenery. I'm sure that maybe when you watch the Trans-Siberian...
It wouldn't be that interesting.
It wouldn't be that interesting. It's just...
Compared to Scandinavian...
Or Scotland.
Yeah.
And it's not that long. But yeah.
So what's the purpose of these videos, again? Just to compete who has the longest...
No, it's not. I think it's just people want to send a message. Because...
Look, I can do.
No, I just want to say that!
Is that the message?
No, I don't think so.
Look what I can do!
About the attention span. So people would... Like, for example, us. We create those small YouTube lessons. And our first thought was they must not be very long. It's like 2 minutes maximum. Because people... If they see that the video is like, I don't know, 20 minutes long, so they do not watch it because they prefer to have everything immediately. So they do not read and they prefer watching things, especially things that are not too long. And these people, so they call themselves some kind of a subculture of resistance. They create those long videos.
Just the opponents of... short video creators.
Yeah, you can call them that, yeah.
The opposition.
Exactly, yeah.
What's the point again? Just the protest for the protest? Or is there some kind of...
Enjoy this slow life. I don't know, not to hurry anywhere.
Should the viewers watch these videos attentively? Is there any... hidden message on the...
I think so.
22nd hour.
I guess people just, you know, they watch it to calm themselves down somehow.
Or so, when they are on vacation and they miss their route.
My friend Florian, when he came here, he decided to go by train. At least he took the private, you know, compartment. So it is not the public one. It was quite an adventure for him. I was worried that he'll probably, you know...
Get in trouble?
Yes, but no, it was fine. He said just that he was alone in the compartment, and then only two guys entered, and they had this KGB look. They were in suits. They asked politely if they could join him. Said yes. And yeah, so... And he said that they snored very loudly, but on the whole, it was all right.
I have a friend from America who lives in Kazan for about 5, I think, or 6 years already. And now he started learning the Tatar language.
Okay.
I think it's been the second year already since he started learning it. And now he is practicing his Tatar skills. I recently visited his Facebook page, and it's all in Tatar. And the reason why I remembered about Chris, his name is Chris, is because he also told a lot of stories when he was traveling by train around Russia. I don't remember the stories, but he said it was quite funny to be among those ordinary, or maybe not very ordinary Russian travelers with a lot of luggage, a lot of vodka, and a lot of dirty socks.
Yeah, true.
But now, as I understand, he's quite used to it and he's become one of us.
Why did he decide to learn the language?
I have no clue. Well, I think he just likes it. He just likes the culture. I don't know. The Republic of Tatarstan. I have no idea.
He's a weirdo.
Yep. This podcast is going to be the shortest one.
This was very strange.
Our dear listeners will be disappointed.
Yeah, not usual 40 minutes.
But miserable 20.
Yeah, we are robbing them of 10 minutes of pure fun. Well, for us it was exciting, it was fun.
Right. But I wouldn't like to hear these voices again, honestly. Very disturbing, very distracting. I still hear them.
Me too.
It's like in the episode from Girl Interrupted, when the main character was asked why she was in the mental institution. She asked some guy. She's like, so why were you in the mental institution? Why were you in the clinic? And he said, well, I saw horrible people. And now you're released. So that means you don't see them anymore. No, I still see them. So I guess we both hear these voices. So it means that we cannot really be diagnosed. Right?
Well, who knows?
Should I not worry about my mental state? Two people can't have the same hallucination. That's what I'm trying to say. If I hear the voices and you hear the voices, then the voices exist.
I guess so.
So it's not a hallucination. It's a fact. A reality. Dear listeners, visit our reality at www.linguistof.ru. And you hear a lot of voices.
That was smooth.
St. Petersburg is waiting for you.
Thank you, voices.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will talk next week, right? Yeah. Bye-bye.
Lots of books and discussions at www.linguistov.ru.